Ralphie Radio Show. It's Friday, of course. Always checking in over to New York with Life and Style Weekly and getting the latest from the past week. Events editor Juliet Eason joining me now. Juliet, we'll start with Jennifer Aniston, the cover girl for Life and Style Weekly for the latest edition on Newsstands Now. She is trying to have children, and Juliet, she's frozen her eggs?
She has frozen her eggs while she was waiting for Mr. Right, and hopefully she has finally found him with Justin Theroux. They're super happy together, and sort of uncharacteristically, we haven't seen her out and about for almost 80 days now, which is leading a lot of people to believe that she might be pregnant, because she's generally always out at her favorite restaurants in LA or going to red carpet events or something like that. So it's very mysterious. And even before she sort of went into hiding, whenever we saw her, she would be covering her belly with a bag or with a coat. So all signs sort of point to her perhaps finally getting that baby she's always wanted.
Now, if she is pregnant, I don't understand the hiding part of it, Julia. Please explain to me.
She's older, and generally you don't want to say anything until you're through with your first trimester, just in case anything happens. So she might not be at that milestone yet, so she's trying to keep it under wraps.
Understandable. Well, if she is, of course, we wish her the best. Somebody that just had a child, Jessica Simpson, and who does the baby resemble, the mommy or the daddy, Juliet?
She resembles the mommy, even though her name is a boy's name.
Yeah, right. Still can't get over that. Maxwell, really?
As we talked about a few weeks ago,
yes.
Maxwell. And after she was pregnant for 27 months,
yeah.
she infected not give birth to a three-year-old, but the infant does resemble Jessica almost completely. That's what her friends are saying.
I think it was 19 months you quoted it before. Now we're up to 27, huh?
It just keeps getting bigger.
Apparently. like Jessica Simpson belly there for a little bit, but now I guess she's going to get slimmer though too, because I'm hearing she's got a big deal with Weight Watchers. You guys were talking about that as well. She's trying to get back into her Daisy Dukes.
Exactly. And I mean, I will applaud her if she can do it. I just hope she doesn't overexert herself.
Right. Absolutely. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Let's chat about another Jessica that's getting ready to walk down the aisle. Jessica Biel made her first public appearance since the engagement with Justin Timberlake at the Met Gala for the first time. Showed off that engagement ring that is worth how much, Juliet?
That ring is worth about $130,000.
Wow.
Just a little bit more than mine.
Well, our salaries times seven combined or something like that?
Pretty much like that. It is huge. It's a beautiful ring, though, and I know a lot of people didn't love her outfit. I thought it was pretty cute, and it was nice just seeing them on the carpet together looking so in love.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The Met Gala, is it about high fashion, or is it about like just dressing up and kind of looking a little outlandish?
It's absolutely about high fashion, and this year the gala was sort of sponsored by Prada, and that's who Jessica wore, and you had a lot of these A-listers in Prada, but designers typically invite some of their favorite muses to go with them as their dates, so you see everything from sort of sheer numbers, like what Beyonce was wearing, where it didn't really leave much to the imagination, to pantsuits like what Kirsten Dunst wore.
Exactly. Now, there was a wide spectrum of fashion for sure as I was going through all the recaps and the photos and whatnot. Well, hey, I'll read about those stories and many more in Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason, have a great weekend.
You too.